The suffering in this life is real. But we know it is temporary. God said in his word, many are the affliction of the righteous, but I deliver them out of all of them. And then he said, when we come out, it's like we never been in it. We be like the three Hebrew boys that was in the fire's furnace. When we walk out, we won't even smell like smoke. People could see and look at you and say, I can't believe he or she going through that. Did you see what they look like? Did you hear how they was talking? Boy, they was on fire for Jesus. Do you know that's the way God will make us? He'll hold us up. He'll keep us. He said he keep those that want to be kept. Come on. That's what it's about. The suffering in this life is real. He said he'll give us peace even in the midst of the storm. But we know it is only temporary, the suffering. Amen. We will be patient as we wait. He said patient is a virtue. We also need to continue to pray. Continue to fast. Study the word. Seek the word. Seek God. And the more we study, the more we fast, the more we pray, the more we live this lifestyle, our minds begin to transform. We be acting like little Jesuses. You know, the world don't like that, but that's all right. Because God said him and the world is enemies. It don't matter what the world think, how the world act, what the world say. It's okay. We know what God told us. The world love its own. That's what the Bible says. The world celebrate the world, lift the world up, make the world right when it's wrong. That's what the world do. But God wants us to walk with him. Be not conformed to the world. Be transformed. We may be cursed, persecuted, but the word of God said we're going to be persecuted, lied on, talked about. We have enemies in this life. We have people who wish to harm us for one reason or another, or no reason at all. That's what he told us. He said that. He said we'd be persecuted, lied on, talked about, misused, abused. He letting us know already with this transformation, we can get ready for all this. But he also said if we want to reign with him, we got to suffer with him. That's all part of it. He said if you want to reign with me, you have to suffer with me. Amen? You got people who want to persecute you. You got enemies in this life. Not just the worldly people. In your own family. You ain't got to look outside the door. In your own household. But you know, we as people of God, we got to love them. Serve them. Tell them the truth anyway. It doesn't matter. God told us he'd give us peace in the midst of the storm. He told us many are the affliction of the righteous, but he deliver us out of all of them. We won't stay in any of them. That's good stuff. Christ calls us to follow his example. He don't want us to curse him. Now look, you can curse that spirit because he gave us power and authority. Over the earth, the sea, the fish, and the fowls of the air. Every creeping and crawling thing there is, that's what the word told me. So he gave us authority. We can curse those spirits, those demonic forces to the root, because he gave us the power to do that. But not the person. Who are we? We can't do that. Now we can curse the spirits. Bind them up. He gave us the power and authority, the curse. He said, where two or more touch and agree, it shall come to pass. He said, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. He gave us that authority already. So we can do that, but not curse the person. Not go behind the person and say, I'm gonna get them back. They did this to me and they done that to me. That's the way the world do. I'm gonna show them. That's not the way God want us to do it, though. He don't want us to be showing nobody nothing but the love of Jesus that will carry us through. We can't repay evil for evil. We can't take revenge. We will let God handle it if we trust God and obey God. He said obedience birth blessing. Amen. Jesus said we will never go without food or water. Come on. If we show acts of kindness to our enemies and overcome evil with good, that's what we are supposed to do. All this come under transformation. People, let's get our minds conformed to Jesus and not to this world. And we will see peace surpass all understanding. He said he give us peace the world can't give us, and the world cannot take it away. He said he give us peace even in the midst of the storm. No matter what we're going through, he will deliver us. Amen. Praises be to God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. This is Minister Lily B, and I will be praying for us today. Amen. And the prayer I'm praying today is, Lord, help me prayer, because we all need help to sustain us in this life. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, we come before you this morning, thanking you for waking us up this morning, still enclosed in our right mind. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy today. We thank you, Lord, that your grace is sufficient and your mercies are new every day. And we thank you, Lord God. We give you praise, glory, and honor, God, because you are worthy of all our praise. Father God, we come binding the hand of the enemy. We cancel every contract. We reverse every curse. And we are pulling down every stronghold, every plan that the enemy got out against us, our loved ones, our jobs, or whatever this day, God, we curse it to the root. We say the hand of the Lord and the blood of Jesus be against it in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that we are not moved by what we hear, smell, touch, or taste. We are not moved by reasoning. We are only moved by your spirit and your word, and we know your voice, and we follow your voice. We refuse to follow a stranger in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that our seed is mightily upon the earth in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we ask you to expand our territories, to fill us and increase us in the Holy Spirit and anointing with power in the name of Jesus. We ask you to lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We ask you to bless, we bless you, praise you, worship you, and commit all that we are to you in the name of Jesus, that your perfect will be done through us this day in Jesus' name. We ask that you help us to cease from our labors, and we do so by faith in the name of Jesus. We ask you to cause us to enter your rest now, in Jesus' name, and we receive that in the name of Jesus. We ask you to release our warring and ministering angels to minister and war on our behalf in the name of Jesus. We ask you to fill us, this temple, with as much Shekinah glory as possible in the name of Jesus. Help us to bear the cross that you have prepared for us this day, and help those in our family in the name of Jesus. We ask that the Holy Spirit speak to our hearts today through your word in the name of Jesus. We ask that you prepare us with reverence and worship and with humility through your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask that you take out of us, add to us, and do to us anything you want in the name of Jesus. We ask that the words we read would be engrafted into us and become part of us, spirit, mind, will, and emotions in the name of Jesus. We declare by your power, you are helping and causing us to be bold, dauntless, fearless, confident, intrepid, valiant, steadfast, faithful, true, and loyal for your name's sakes in the name of Jesus. We ask you to deliver us where we are blind, wretched, naked, and poor. We are asking for your continually help in Jesus' name. We ask you to help us not to be the accuser of the brethren, but to teach others in gentleness, to be a help in season, to edify and to exalt and comfort others in the name of Jesus. We ask for love and grace for others and grace from you, Lord. We ask you to help us that your love and grace flow in us and be administered to others by your Spirit in us to manifest your presence in and throughout our lives in the name of Jesus. We ask you, oh God, to release all things into your hand and commit ourselves unto you, trusting you in the name of Jesus. We ask for help that you give us the word that you want us to give to others in Jesus' name. We ask that you will send those that will receive the word, that will receive the gift of salvation to us, that we may witness to them in the name of Jesus. Let them ask and receive, Father, in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask that you give us a clear mind and thoughts toward you, clear will toward you, and clear of all emotional clutter. This is all about you. Hearing you is easier than thinking. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you cause us to hear you louder and clearer and to rest in you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to release your love, your joy, your peace, your patience, your kindness, your goodness, your faithfulness, and your gentleness with long suffering and self-control, God, to flow over and throughout our lives in the name of Jesus. Father God, let us stand up and be counted as your servants this day in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask for a heart of humility, a tongue of praise, our eyes to see, God. We ask for a fresh anointing in our minds, God. Give us the strength, God, to be obedient to you, Lord, because you said in your word, obedience birth blessings. And Lord, we thank you, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise, God, that y'all, your promises to us is yes and amen. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to One Verse Ministry. And to correspond with us, you may call at 318-623-9503 or 318-729-0860. Be sure to tune in every Monday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. on KAYT-KQJO. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to One Verse Ministry. And to correspond with us, you may call at 318-623-9503 or 318-729-0860. Be sure to tune in every Monday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. on KAYT-KQJO.
This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5. 95 Greenwood, Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana. Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.